I'm Graham Pascoe. It's time for me to continue my entertainment with music.
The story of the Dixieland Band. Let me tell you, brother, that the music was grand. They had piano and a clarinet. Only thing they needed was a second cornet. And that's what led to the ruin of the Dixieland Band. When the folks would holler for the maple leaf rag, they would get to swinging, but the trumpet would drag. They had the Keaton because he played so sweet, but they needed someone who could give them that beat. Someone who spun with rhythm of the Dixieland Band. He'd play so sweetly. Instead of playing, he'd play so sweetly. They'd be saying, he got him so they couldn't play right. Finally, he fixed him on a Saturday night. He hit a figure that was off the court. Apoplexy got him and they went to the Lord. And that is the pitiful story of the Dixieland Band. Now they're up in heaven and they're happy at last, 'cause they found a trumpet man who really can blast. The way he swings them is an awful shame. He can really do it. Gabriel is his name. And now, folks, here is a sample. Listen to the Dixieland Band. If you hear a trumpet start to play, don't you be afraid, it's a judgment day, 'cause it just missed a Gabriel a sound in his ale. And the Dixieland Band, am I fixing to play?
Bob Crosby sang the Dixieland Band with his orchestra in that recording from 1935. The song was written by Bernie Hannigan and Johnny Mercer.
This time shines upon Nancy Norman.
I can't begin to tell you how much you mean to me. My world would end if ever we were through. I can't begin to tell you how happy I would be if I could speak my mind like others do. I make such pretty speeches whenever we're apart.
As you heard the man say, and it was probably Sammy Kaye, there was Nancy Norman singing I Can't Begin to Tell You, recording made in 1945. It was a hit for Bing Crosby in 1946. Mac Gordon and James Monaco wrote the song. Toe-tapping number was High Society, and if I remember correctly, in the motion picture High Society in the 1956, Louis Armstrong and his band played that on a bus in one of the introductory stages of that film, High Society. That particular recording you just heard was made in Melbourne, a jazz band in Melbourne in 1959, and it featured the Barnard brothers, Bob Barnard on drums, and Len Barnard playing the trumpet. It Could Happen to You, written by James Van Heusen and Johnny Burke for a motion picture and The Angels Sing in 1944. In the film, it was sung by Dorothy L'Amour, but that recording was by Doris Day. I have another song from Bless the Bride. This Is My Lovely Day, a song from Bless the Bride, the 1947 musical production that was introduced in London, and that recording was by Harry Secombe, the Welsh tenor. Do you remember the title of the first motion picture in which Elvis Presley had a role? Here's a recording of the name of the title song. Love Me Tender, the title song of Elvis Presley's first movie. That was played by Larry Dalton and his orchestra, a recording made in 1992. British tenor Webster Booth sang Star of My Soul. That song was written in 1896 for a London show called The Geisha, music by Sidney Joan, lyrics by Harry Greenbank, but the recording you heard was made in 1942. It's time to play a recording by my singer of renown, my last singer of renown for April of this year. The singer is the Italian mezzo-soprano Fiorenza Cossotto, born in 1935. She began an operatic career in Italy and then went to the Metropolitan Opera in New York and became one of the leading mezzo-sopranos in the 1960s and the 1970s. She also sang soprano roles. Enjoy now Fiorenza Cossotto singing with Elena Suletis, an aria from Bellini's opera Norma.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that duet, sung by Fiorenzo Cassotto and Elena Siliotis, the opera from the opera Norma. It's Graham Pascoe. Time to continue with something different. The flautist James Galway and the Galway Pops Orchestra played Come to My Garden from the 1991 stage musical The Secret Garden, music by Lucy Simon, lyrics by Marcia Norman.
The coffee is steaming all the while I'm dreaming, when I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. My baby likes bacon, so that's what I'm making when I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Our life has been so nice and chummy right from the start. When I want his tummy, I want his heart. My baby is happy, no wonder he's happy when I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Morning, I'll be getting up. Morning, I'll be setting up a tiny table for two. Breakfast, I'll be making his breakfast while he's taking a shave and a shower. My happy hour, my baby is happy. No wonder he's happy when I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Yes, sir. I'm baking a biscuit, he's willing to risk it when I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. While wiping the dishes, what if he breaks a few dishes? When I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love, I serve a plate of steaming oatmeal. But au devant, who the heck wants oatmeal? Sprinkle with salt to prove that he's grateful. He eats a big plateful and faints right after breakfast with the one he loves. To prove that he's grateful, he eats a big plateful and faints right after breakfast with the one he loves.
When my dream boat comes home, then my dreams no more will roam. I will meet you and greet you, hold you closely, my own. Moonlit waters will sing of the tender love you bring. We'll be sweethearts forever when my dream boat comes home. I'm gonna greet you, hold you closely, my own. Moonlit waters will sing of the tender love you bring. We'll be sweethearts forever when my dream boat comes home. The hills of home, dreamboat, bring it on home.
Bing Crosby, When My Dreamboat Comes Home. Bing sang with his brothers Bobcats in that recording from 1942. It was a hit in Australia for Bing in 1943. Before that, Cooking Breakfast for the One I Love. I love that one. Barbara Cook sang that, written in 1930 by Henry Tobias and Billy Rose.
Yeah. Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing for making whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Suppose I fail. The judge says, budge right into jail. You better keep her. I think it's cheaper. Buy her a hot tub, then join a yacht club. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, when they play.
Simon Gallagher sang that very well, I thought. Megan Whoopee, written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. Before that, the Macquarie Male Singers, directed by Roland Orgesat, recorded Till There Was You.
Your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Bells will ring,
ding-a-ling-a-ling,
ting-a-ling-a-ling,
and you'll sing Vita Bella.
Vita Bell, Vita Bella, hearts will play,
tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay,
like a gay tarantella.
Lucky fella, when the stars make you drool, if you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Dean Martin's recording of That's Amore reached the top of our hit parades in 1954. Four Aces sang their number one hit from 1955, Melody of Love.